The reality of human trafficking is that it's one of the most profitable criminal enterprises in the world, tied for second alongside arms dealing, topped only by drug dealing. But some people say now that the original estimate of $32 billion a year in profits is vastly underestimated and that the real profits are much, much higher indeed. There are more people living in slavery now than in any other time in recorded human history. 79% of its victims are women and girls, so it is definitely a form of an example of gender-based violence, although obviously men and boys are also inflicted with terrible, terrible violence and suffering under the yoke of slavery. Right now, only 1 in 100 victims will ever be discovered and rescued.
And you've met many of those women and girls. What was that like?
I have to say it's always such an emotional experience, sometimes almost too hard to bear, but you have to push through it for the sake of honoring what they have been through. You talk to children who've had their virginity sold by their mothers. You talk to people who were abused as labor trafficking victims in an elder care facility in California, who were forced to work for 6 months straight without any sleep, made to eat garbage, threatened on penalty of their life and deportation if they ever tried to get away. The absolute denial of all forms of humanity as we know it, treated like objects, treated worse than pets or animals.
And to what extent do you see yourself as an advocate for those individuals?
I definitely see myself as an advocate, although, of course, the best advocate for a human trafficking survivor is a survivor, his or herself. But in the absence of that, or in the opportunities that I have to be at some of these very high-level, wonderful events, I try my very best to represent the truths that they've shared with me and also to recommend best policies, because advocacy and awareness is nothing if it doesn't foment change and real action on the ground.
And as an actress, how have you been able to bring this issue to a wider audience?
I think that being an actress has certainly helped with my public speaking abilities, although it's been a learning curve, but I can bring my knowledge and my research and my point of view and then combine it with a direct communication style that I think approaches people's hearts a little bit more than just being a dry delivery. I do have certain platforms where I could get on certain media that someone else might have a very difficult time doing. I was able to do a documentary in Cambodia called Every Day in Cambodia for the CNN Freedom Project, which I had the great honor of being a part of, and we reached a lot of people that way. A lot of people on television now understand the terrible damage that child sexual trafficking does to everyone involved and how terribly egregious it is to its victims.
You've been working closely with the UN for a number of years. Have you seen any progress on this issue?
I see progress, but it also teaches us how very far we have to go. The data collection is still very insufficient because most of the victims are still not rescued. So we have good practices that we can share. We have good laws that are now becoming more universal, in part to the Global Plan of Action that was created in the General Assembly by the Group of Friends, which I was part of the drafting session of, which was very exciting. But to see those laws implemented everywhere with real teeth, that is taking some time, and that is where, you know, I always get very worked up, because it means nothing if there's a good law if victims are still suffering and it's not being applied to their perpetrators or helping them get services after they've been found. So there's a long road ahead, but we definitely have tools to combat it with. We need political will, we need compassion, we need empathy.